What about local excision as opposed to the total mesorectal excision?
Now, that is typically for the lower third, so it's a sphincter issue. Then it's typically only done for T2 or less lesions. And the classic patient who benefits, this is from many retrospective series, but also from a prospective trial done by the CALGB, and they're doing a new one, is you can do it in two ways. You can excise the tumor first and then give chemoradiation. And it's, so it's like breast cancer, local excision for breast cancer. The current CALGB trial is neoadjuvant chemoradiotherapy with 5-FU oxaliplatin radiation and then excision. My only problem with that strategy is that when you do this, you better tattoo the area where the tumor had been, because in our hands, giving in the protocol we have with cetuximab, capecitabine, oxaliplatin for two cycles, then start radiation therapy with the same drugs, we have so many clinical complete responses is the surgeons have a hard time figuring out where the tumor is. So to do the local excision, what do you excise? So I think that technically you have to tattoo it, and preferably I'd rather see someone, if possible, since it's a T2 lesion, if it really is T2, you should be able to excise it in one piece. And this is one very clear thing that the message that needs to go out is that if someone even has a glimmer of an idea that they want to do local excision, that patient should go to a colorectal surgeon who does this all the time, because our nightmare is when somebody in experience takes it out piecemeal. The pathologist cannot tell you where the margins are. It's in six pieces. They can't even orient it. You can go back and re-excise it, but that's not always the easiest thing to do. So this situation is, don't go there if you don't know what you're doing.